This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Violence continues today in Afghanistan in response to a Florida preacher's destruction of a Koran last month. Riots in the southern city of Kandahar have killed 9 people. Leaders around the world have condemned the violence in northern Afghanistan yesterday, where a crowd stormed the UN compound there, killing 7 international staff. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Afghan television news broadcast footage of demonstrations in Kandahar with signs and slogans against America and the U.S.-supported Afghan government. Rioters burned cars and damaged buildings and also destroyed a high school for girls. Shots rang out across the city as security forces attempted to restore order. In a statement, the governor of Kandahar said the protests were against what he called a stupid pastor in Florida, but he said they had turned violent because of enemies of Afghanistan in the crowd. In the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, the United Nations Special Representative to Afghanistan, Stefan de Mistura, inspected the wreckage of the UN compound that was burned by angry demonstrators after prayers on Friday. Imams in the city had condemned the Quran burning and encouraged worshippers to take to the streets. The mob swelled and soon found a conspicuous Western target in the nearby UN compound. It's not clear whether some in the crowd carried weapons or if they took guns from the compound guards after overpowering them. Rioters shot to death 4 Nepalese UN guards and killed 3 others inside the building, a Norwegian national, a Swede, and a Romanian, including 1 woman. The Afghan government has blamed the Taliban for spurring the violence, but a spokesman for the insurgents said the riots were caused by the anger of the Afghan people. In the past, even rumors of the desecration of a Quran, especially in Europe or America, have spurred deadly riots here, causing a more serious reaction than even news stories about U.S. soldiers who deliberately killed Afghan civilians. Afghanistan is a deeply religious society with laws against blasphemy and religious conversion that often carry a death sentence. It's the deadliest attack on the United Nations here since 2009, when a team of suicide bombers raided a UN residence in Kabul, killing 11 people. At that time, the United Nations pulled out non-essential staff from Afghanistan. So far, there's no sign the UN will downsize, though all their institutions across the country are on security lockdown today as violence continues. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.